This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Obviously, you know the controversy around the Kate Smith statue because cowards tore it down outside the Wells Fargo Center. Tore it down and tried to cover up her song, God Bless America. I've debunked the racism allegations showing how what she engaged in was satire designed to bring about change, positive change, which is why she joined with civil rights leader and Jerseyan Paul Robeson. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Cioli Show on Twitter at Rich Cioli and 855-839-1210. Well, happy to bring on the show the mayor of Wildwood. Mayor Troiano, how are you, sir? Welcome back to the show, Ernie, and thanks for making time today.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
Proud of you, by the way, for your stance on this, and you've been everywhere. I think you were on Fox and Friends yesterday or today, right?
She was on ABC New York yesterday. Fox and Friends, no, I haven't been on there. I was on the ticker tape, apparently.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, that would be nice to be up there. I watch that show often.
Well, you should be on there. Maybe they should. I'll reach out to them, suggest they bring you on. This is a great story. And Wildwood, of course, I mean, I've been going there since I was a kid. And one of the things that's so beautiful about Wildwood is that a certain time of day, everybody stops. And tell us what happens.
Well, we have three anthems. Of course, we have the national anthem, which we are so very proud to play. We have our other anthem, national anthem, God Bless America by Kate Smith. And, of course, we have Philly's own Bobby Rydell with the Wildwood Days, and that's our national anthem.
Right.
So, yeah, we're blessed. We at 11 o'clock, we play that, and the flag goes up.
It's a beautiful thing, and everybody stops what they're doing, and everybody stands there, and it's just a beautiful moment, and
yes.
And then everybody goes about their day. It's great. It's just one of those Wildwood traditions. So what happened? What led you to the point, Mayor, where you said, look, I want the statue here. We're not going to let this go.
Well, actually, what happened, I guess it was last Saturday, somebody put on a post on the Facebook that, about Kate Smith thing. And do you think the statue should come to Wildwood? At that point, I go, oh, boy, I'm going to get immersed into something that I'm totally not aware of, and I'm going to be in a hotbed here of conversation soon. So, lo and behold, that happened. And then, the fact that they called up and said, you're going to take it down, aren't you? I said, no, I'm not going to take it down. Well, you should have somebody, another version. I said, there is only one version. Would you take Bobby Clark out of the Flyers history? No. Hey, you take Kate Smith out of God Bless America? No, you don't. So, and then it became controversial. Only to a few. Believe it or not, the overwhelming support for this has got to be over 98%. So now the statue. Well, what about the statue? Would you take the statue? I said, when the conversation came up, we are extremely friendly, and we support our veterans to no end down here. Our veterans are our heroes. And we, in turn, reached out to them, and they thought, let's get the statue. So I said, well, you guys want it, I'm with you, and we'd be happy to have it down here. So there's actually a poll, a petition right now that the American Legion, Post 184, out of Wildwood, has a petition. He signed a petition about bringing it here. They put it on this morning. They asked for 1,000 signatures. I think they're almost over that now.
Wow.
So, we have people reaching out to the owners of it to see if it could come here. Now, I've gotten overwhelming support for it, but then I've gotten some people that want to know why I would put a racist, a vile racist individual's statue in Wildwood. My position was that, well, if you think she was a vile racist, then we're talking about two different people. Did she sing a song that had some questionable material of the day? It wasn't questionable. Of today, absolutely questionable, and is not tolerated. Thank God we've moved 88 years forward. So I said, I don't see her as that kind of person. I see a patriot who collected over $600 million for the war effort, traveled over 500,000 miles supporting our troops. All the proceeds from God Bless America went to the Boys and Girl Scouts of America. I saw a woman who was extremely close friends with Roosevelt, Eleanor Roosevelt, and God knows everybody knows her. She was definitely not a racist, so I'm sure she wouldn't surround herself by one. Do people make comments and do things and say things that maybe sometimes they would regret? Yeah, probably. Was she contracted by the record company to sing those songs? Absolutely. She was in her 20s, I think, at the time. So for someone's mistake, do we persecute them and crucify them for the rest of their lives? She's not even here to defend herself. So maybe we, a couple of us, got to step up and defend her.
Well, well said, Mayor. Ernie Triano is here. He's the mayor of Wildwood, and he's working real hard on this issue. And the American Legion, I should point out, they're behind you. They're the ones behind the petition. More than 1,000 signatures, as you mentioned, from your post there, 184. It's everything you said makes a lot of sense, and I think also people have to remember that whatever history happened, it's important to learn from that history and to not just brush it away and pretend like it never happened. There's also a piece of this, you know, Paul Robeson, who sang that song also, one of the songs that's been controversial. There's a center named after him at Princeton and yeah. And Rutgers. So, you know, they're not changing those centers. They're not knocking down his bust. He sang the same song. He sang it with her.
Absolutely. And I'll give you a good one. You're from Philadelphia. Here's a good one. Who wrote the Declaration of Independence? Thomas Jefferson.
Right.
Who was a slave owner and believed in slavery at the time. Should we rid that? Of course, I was reminded by an individual that was bringing up Paul Robeson's name and making the Declaration of Independence sort of like an example. That was the ignorance of a white supremacist trying to rectify or to make their answers whole. So, you know, you get a couple of those people that are out there. They're just they're so blinded that they don't know that. Yes, do you think the same things happen today that happened in 1931 when she recorded the song? I don't think so. Number one, is there still problems in this world? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do I think it's okay that today's actors who are against everything can play a role as a Nazi, and knowing that what they're going to say and what they're going to do is vile to the Jewish community, as is to the rest of the world, but they still do it and they get paid a lot of money for it? But does anybody chastise and boycott them and demand that they be taken out? No. It's entertainment. I just sit there and then I listen to the lyrics of some of the music, today's music, where they vilify women and the N-word's thrown around like it's nobody. I don't see any uprising for that, but what I do see is they're paid millions of dollars and they're put on pedestals. So, the whole world's skewed, and you got this group, this movement to erase history. Well, God, I pray to God, the day they erase history is the day we're doomed in society, because the best path to go forward is to see where you came from. And if you erase where you came from, you have no guidance. So,
And by the way, they are coming for Thomas Jefferson, Mayor, and that's the truth. They're coming
for
him.
I know
they're
coming for Columbus.
They're coming for all of it. That's what they want. By the way, where is the statue now? Do we know where the whereabouts of the Kate Smith statue are?
Apparently it's in a warehouse in Chester, from what I was told.
Okay.
And, in fact, just prior to you coming on, a gentleman who lives in town here has a big rigging and trucking company and crane rental company. And he's actually offered, if you find it, you get it, we'll transport it for you.
That's it. So they
along with a bunch of other people. So, you know, look, I guarantee you, I'd bet my life on it, if she was alive today, I'm sure she would say, you know what, I apologize for those remarks. They were out of my context. This is not me. I would never say that kind of, use that kind of language. And
I think it's important, though, to remember that the song was satirical. It was written by other people. It was
right.
Part of a Broadway show. The actions there were to try to mock the stereotypes of of African Americans as they advanced towards civil rights. That was the purpose of this back then. Not to be racist, not to mock black people. It was satire, which is a powerful weapon, by the way, for change, for social change.
Yes.
And, you know, when you don't look at these things in the context, it's easy to make judgments about that. But that's why context matters. And that's why people need to do their research and understand why. Paul Robeson sang that song, not because he was a racist. It's because he knew that that was a way to affect change.
Correct.
And I'm sure Kate Smith did the exact same thing.
Well, I got to tell you, I think she was a young girl that was said, here, sing this. And she was under contract. What a lot of people don't realize, too, is that she was one of the early pioneers of radio and television. And she had a radio show and a television show of where she actually brought Josephine Baker to the front. And gave her an opportunity. She gave opportunities to other black acts to perform where they didn't have the opportunity to go to a major show. So if she's such a racist, why would she do something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I do believe she performed at the Apollo Theater a number of times also.
Yes.
So you know what? I don't see that individual, and I've had people say, why would you bring a vile statue that represent racism? That statue, to me, does not look. What happened, and I'm sure there was no intent behind it. But what I do see when I see that, I see all the men and women who were out in the fields and on the ships and in the air that were shot at, bombed out, blown up, killed, maimed, that gave us and fought for us and gave us the opportunity to sit here today and talk about these things. We're not speaking Russian. We're not speaking German. We're not speaking Japanese or Chinese. We're speaking English and Spanish and every other kind of dialect because we're a melting pot here. So you know something? Let's all grow up a little bit. Let's learn from our mistakes and let's move forward in a positive manner and stop trying to erase history and stop trying to be the, you know, the funny thing was a comedian out of Australia by the name of Steve Hughes talks about being offended. Well, if I offend you, you're offended. Did something happen to you? Did I hurt your feelings? Yeah, whatever happened to sticks and stones.
Right.
You know, but...
Well, listen, keep up the good fight, Mayor Ernie Toronto, and we'll be there. Those Wildwood days are coming up very, very soon. We're excited about that. So thanks for being on the show today. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, sir. You have a great day, and God bless America.
God bless America. Thanks, Mayor. Riccioli 306, Talk Radio 1210,
WPHT. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.